Back here on the Ref's Call, presented by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. On the Brinker's Jewelers phone line, we have the head coach of USI Women's Basketball, Rick Stein, and Southern Indiana. Their season ended last night with a second-round WNIT loss to Wisconsin. Coach, really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me on, bud.
So, real quick, we'll talk about the game, but I want to talk about the season because it really was a special year. You guys are up 19 in the third quarter, and ultimately Wisconsin, they kind of flip a switch. What do you think it was that really edged that difference for the Badgers?
Yeah, you know, you got to certainly credit their defense, but also I think 25 for them, Sarah Williams, was a huge factor in the change in the game. Obviously she ended up with 24 points and 11 rebounds, but those seven block shots made a difference too. Their intensity to defend really, I thought they came out that way even in the second half. Obviously, they got off to a strong start in the third quarter, and we were just kind of trying to find ourselves again. We just couldn't find the rhythm we had in the first half. But again, you can't not credit Wisconsin on that. I mean, obviously, a Big Ten team that's certainly used to playing against a great competition night in and night out. And they have one of the best players in the Big Ten, in Sarah Williams, obviously Defensive Player of the Year, and also an All-League player in the Big Ten, and she showed up big time in that second half. We turned the ball over way too much. I think we had four turnovers at half, ended up with 19. You can't give the ball away that many times. I thought bad offense led to some bad defense for us, and certainly got them running a little bit too. Got some too many transition buckets because of it. So proud of our team and so proud of our effort. I didn't think we lost any kind of our work ethic. We just didn't play well enough down the stretch to top off another W. But just one heck of a season by just a fantastic group of young women and a great team.
That was all in front of a record crowd, nearly 3,300 USI fans packing into Screaming Eagles Arena last night, which is really cool. But that's a testament, that's a reflection of, like you said, a really special season. Two OVC titles, the regular season and the tournament, the first OVC titles in USI athletic history in the second year of D1. So, Coach, already an accomplished year, we know that, but I don't even know if you can answer this question. Not too long, far removed from that last game, but how are you going to look back and remember this season?
Yeah, obviously, it's like I told our team right now, at this very minute, it hurts, because we're competitors. We didn't want to lose last night. We thought we could win the game and certainly competed hard enough to do it. We didn't make enough plays down the stretch. Wisconsin made more plays than us in that second half, got a really good, win, and they get to move on. We not only did we win the conference tournament, we get into a postseason WNIT, a national tournament, and find a way to get a great win and compete with a Big Ten team down to the final buzzer. There's so many outstanding positives that have come from this season, and so many of them aren't just about wins and losses. I think the fight and the heart and the courage that this team has shown from day one. I think that when you look at team in the dictionary, I think you're going to see a picture of this basketball team. We talk about put the team first, and I don't think there's any question that this group of young women did that, have done it night in and night out from day one, and certainly did all the way to the final buzzer. We never lost team even in a loss. We were talking just earlier about who we've lost to. We lost to four Power Five teams. We lost to there's five teams that are in this WNIT and three are still playing. We didn't lose to any bums. We lost some really good teams this year and teams that certainly have had great success throughout the year. So, obviously, so proud of our bunch. One of the greatest seasons of all time for USI women's basketball, and I certainly would call it the greatest, and I've been a part of so many great ones, but to do what we've done in the short time, Division One, and certainly put our team and our program, our athletics department, I hope our university, in a great place and on the map in so many great ways, certainly means so much for our team and our program.
Southern Indiana women's basketball head coach Rick Stein on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line here on the Ref's Call, presented by D. Patrick Nissan, and I'm Brad Klein. Putting a bow on the season with the head coach after the loss in the second round of the WNIT to a really good Wisconsin team. Now, Coach, that means that it's the end of the collegiate careers of Tori Hanley and Addie Blackwell. I know Addie was very emotional. She wasn't the only Eagle that was shedding some tears after the game, and heck, rightfully so, because it's over now, and it was so special. But let's talk about Tori and Addie, because this is the last time they're going to be lacing up in an Eagle uniform. Start with Addie, just alphabetical order. Heck, why not? Addie Blackwell, what has she meant to this program?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously that's the hard part is when basketball is going to come to an end for all of us. I mean, it happens that way, and that stinks. You know, the great thing is this team and the love for team and how close this group is, you know, certainly will last forever, and the accomplishments will last forever. You know, I think so much of that, you know, started with Addie and Tori and their commitment to it and their heart and their toughness and their passion for our team and our program. You know, the leadership that they show day in and day out, and not just. A lot of leadership is talked about, you know, when you're on the court, but I think that so much of it is off the court. And you know, when it's even just bringing the team together, handling situations or dealing with, you know, things that are happening off the court, good and bad, how that, you know, they show their faces in our community. And you know, obviously Addie's been doing it here for a long time and has been, you know, certainly a face of our team for a long time and such a special part of this team for a long time. You know, her work and her toughness is something I think that could not go unseen and unknown by not only our team but also people who follow our team and watch our team. It's amazing that she was even back out there playing with us after all she'd gone through as far as physically, you know, goes. Yeah. with her injuries and surgeries and those kind of things. But every time she did it for the team first and certainly had a really outstanding career here as a student athlete and topped it off with a special year, great year, you know, on and off the courts, and certainly as a leader of the greatest, you know, maybe season of all time here, you know, with USI women's basketball.
And for Tori, I mean, she's a grad senior, she's a captain, and she's definitely one of the faces of the program. So, yes, you're going to be losing that, but what else is USI women's basketball losing with Tori Hanley's graduation?
Yeah, you know, so much. You know, again, with these two, it's hard to pinpoint just one thing. I really felt like Tori, you know, was kind of the heart and soul of this bunch. And when you look back at we vote for captains and things along those lines. I think Tori was a unanimous pick for a captain for this team and rightfully so. She brings it every day. She brings her toughness, her heart, her leadership. And you know, sometimes leadership isn't always the most fun place to be too. You know, sometimes you got to make tough decisions and do tough things. Tori was up for any challenge, whatever it was, and is up for every challenge, whatever it is. And again, you know, obviously, a transfer player that came in and just loved the experience here and loved being a part of what we had. But she brought so much to that too. And you know, so happy for her and proud of her. Obviously, when you think about these two, you know, not only were they those kind of things, but they're really good players on a really good team also. Tori came and she brought her heart to the court every single day. Her hard work was something that just just trickled down to every single one of our players. And again, it all topped off with, you know, one of the best seasons ever. Like I said, if not the best season ever of all time here with USI women's basketball. So proud of those two. Obviously, they're both the graduates of last year, and obviously they're both getting their masters and finishing up in higher education in bigger and better ways. And super excited to see what those two do as they move forward into their future, because they're going to be awesome whatever they do.
Had to loop in with those two because, I mean, you said it, they're really good players on a really good team and kind of the matriarchs of Division I move for USI women's basketball, but unfortunately their season and their careers are over at USI. That being said, they are big losses. USI women's basketball, looks like you guys are going to reload pretty quickly. At least that's the hope. So tell us, rub the crystal ball with the season not very close from now, but that being said, an off season to help this team reload. What does the immediate future of Southern Indiana basketball, women's basketball, look like?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, right now we've got a little R&R happening. We've got to take care of our bodies, take care of our minds. This is the longest season we've had in a long, long time. Sure. Obviously, the last time we played this late into a season was our 2001 trip to the Elite Eight, in those days we weren't doing summer workouts either. So right now our whole focus will be making sure we're a student first and an athlete second. We got to take care of our bodies and our minds, take care of business in the classroom down the stretch. And you know, one of the things recruiting for us is a lifeblood. We have outstanding people on this team and really good players and really good students. We recruit hard for that. You know, our coach is doing an awesome job. You know, associate head coach Randa Gatling, assistants and Emma DeHart and Ashley Johnson are already on it. We're working hard. Those things, the recruiting side never ends. You know, so we're going to certainly always be hunting. Great ones to continue to hopefully move this forward and keep it going in the right direction. Obviously, we've got great. Throughout the years, we always lose really good ones because we recruit that. But we're not trying to replace. We're trying just to add on to the great ones we have returning, and certainly going to keep moving forward as we go on this journey, as we keep moving this program hopefully to even bigger heights, new heights in Division I.
USI Women's Basketball Head Coach Rick Stein on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time, and can't congratulate you enough on the season. It really was a lot of fun to follow along and be adjacent to and bear witness to, because you guys have something special, have something special brewing on the west side. So really looking forward to what this program has to offer going forward as well.
Thanks, Brad. Really appreciate you and all your work, all your help. You know, radio shows all the time and effort you put us on radio too, and our games on. It's time spent with our team and our coaches. You've done an awesome job. We appreciate you too, brother.
I appreciate that. We take a step aside on this bracket break. Bracket Heating and Air, home of Generac generators to keep your game on. Don't go anywhere. Our local sports coverage rolls on the other side, right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.